Hello, it's lunchtime at Link Up Live, and literally it's about 1:15. We've just managed to get food. Everybody's been queuing up for it. A really good turnout here today. It's about, I'd say, probably about 100, probably 100 plus people. And it's quite an interesting crowd because they're not coming from a perspective of knowing about social media tools and services. They're really wide-eyed and bushy-tailed about learning about the latest services. And it looks quite refreshing for Lincoln that they've got this kind of event, and I'm pretty sure that they're going to be doing these quite regularly. Great foods. They've got these little... what was they called? I can't remember the name of it. What do you call the pudding? It's, yeah. That's it, creme brulee. I literally just skipped my mind. It looks perfect, but it need more of it. I could do with like a tub of creme brulee. But then I probably won't get anything done for the rest of the afternoon. I'm going to try and capture some people after they've had lunch and find out what their reaction is for some of the sessions this morning. This afternoon, we've got Joanna Jacobs, who's a social media maven from London, talking about links, which is going to be good. And also, we have Julian Forgood. Forgood? Bad Piggy Bank Manager, Rovi Mobile. From Monopoly to ARG, how games make a city popular. So that'd be interesting. Glenn's doing his professional live tweet, a live reporting in the social media age at 2:30, which probably got pushed back a little bit. And then also later on in the Lincoln room, the main room, one not to miss, which is from Kate Day, which is 4:15, which probably gets pushed back a bit, which will be about social media and engagement, how social media has changed the newsroom. So they're going to talk about how social media and the Telegraph are now really integrating at app pace their social media content.